Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Lachlan and Haley with your 10 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, an increasing number of sightings of platypus in the North Queensland region around Pioneer River has reinforced desires of scientists to see the species recognized as vulnerable under the National Environment Protection and Biodiversity Conservation Act. Platypus are not recognized as threatened, as Dr. Tamiel Brunt states that a previous application was declined in 2020 due to the difficulty of accurately counting the species numbers. However, DNA testing within Southeast Queensland has suggested declining numbers. Despite their apparent curiosity throughout their ventures towards roads and areas further away from the riverbanks, Alison Pighills stated that it is important to be on the front foot of conservation for the species.
Qantas and Jetstar are cutting domestic flight capacity due to their ever-rising fuel costs, with the former estimating that their fuel bill could jump up by over $800 million. 12% of services between Auckland and Brisbane, as well as Auckland and Sydney, are expected to be impacted from May onwards. Flights between Australia and New Zealand continue to be reduced as of last month, and now all services in and out of Mount Gambier in South Australia have been cancelled as fuel prices double. The airlines have stated that they will continue to monitor the situation and that affected customers will be contacted directly and offered alternative flights or refunds.
In national news, farmers have been told sacrifices will need to be made as plans for the renewable energy zone in the New South Wales-New England region forges ahead. Energy Minister Penny Sharp has met with members of the Upper Hunter Responsible Infrastructure Group, who say proposed transmission lines for the renewable energy one will destroy prime agricultural land and decimate property values. Despite acknowledging the issues, Ms. Sharp said the proposed route was ultimately the right one, saying she is committed to working with farmers to minimize the impact on their land, but says the renewable transition must go ahead. The community is continuing to oppose the project, which it says will impact agricultural productivity and land values.
Corporate regulator ASIC has revealed that it has been investigating individuals related to the steel tycoon Sanjeev Gupta amid growing concern among workers. Gupta's empire, known as GFG, has a portfolio of industrial companies and smelteries across Australia, the UK and Romania. Three of the company's mines at Whyalla, Tamore and Liberty Bell Bay have collapsed within a matter of years, and many of their employees and creditors are still owed millions. A Sydney University professor of corporate law described the situation as the upper tier of serious financial collapses and said that the situation has been a slow-moving car crash for years. GFG put out a statement citing the South Australian government's decision to place the Whyalla Steelworks into administration as having a knock-on effect across its other businesses. The administrators said the operation was losing $1.5 million a day and was in a state of repair when they took it over.
In international news, Hungarian voters continue their celebrations after the ousting of long-reigning Nationalist Prime Minister Viktor Orbán and the landslide victory of pro-European challenger Peter Magyar. Perceptions on the past 16 years of Hungarian politics under Prime Minister Orbán continue to be disputed, with supporters saying that he defended Hungary's sovereignty and traditional values, whilst critics point to economic stagnation, international isolation, and a rise of oligarchy. The new leader, Mr. Magyar, has announced his intentions to fight against corruption and for the restoration of democratic standards across the country. However, he is still fighting against the remnants of the old government, claiming that their handover has been uncooperative and that there are many uncertainties to be solved in the coming months.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 25 degrees with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band.
That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.